Let's check in with Black Club Chicago and Jen Sabella for Extremely Local News, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Good morning, Jen. Let's talk first about a Southside Barbecue restaurant just named one of the best eateries in the country.
Good morning, Bob. Yes, just down the street from me, Sanders Barbecue at 1742 West 99th Street. It was just named one of the best restaurants in the country by the New York Times. I actually drove past there a few days after the New York Times rankings came out, and the line was out down the block. So people are paying attention. But yes, this barbecue spot's only been open for about a year. They have a really cute patio. They have they do all different kinds of barbecue. So they'll do Texas barbecue, Louisiana barbecue, like all different kinds of barbecue. And they're actually going to open a Hyde Park outpost next year by the Promontory. So they are expanding, and you'll have more options because the place in Beverly is very small, and it is filled to the brim most days. But they're known for their Texas-style beef short ribs and brisket and St. Louis-inspired pork ribs.
Sanders Barbecue Supply. Sounds good. I've heard about Candlelight Pizza forever. Tell us about their famous marquee.
Yeah, so for 75 years, Candlelight has been a staple in Westridge. And the marquee is the only thing that has survived in those 75 years. The restaurant obviously has changed. It's gone through a lot of different owners. They've done some repairs inside. But they've been known for their tavern-style pizza for all 75 years, so since the 50s. And they're having a 75th anniversary party this weekend from 2 to 10 p.m. They're going to have a 50s outfit contest, so you can bring your poodle skirt, and they'll have an appearance by Elvis. But apparently this place was one of the only places you can get liquor when Evanston and the surrounding suburbs were dry in the 50s. So it became more of like a date night pub spot, but now it's more of a family-friendly place, and they're known for their marquee because they will put a message up whatever people ask them. So happy birthday, anniversary. They'll change it even for 20 minutes so someone can come get a picture and then change it to something else to keep up with the demand.
what a great place, and so historic there. Candlelight Chicago, 7452 Northwestern Avenue. And on the far south side, some fans have saved a production. How did they do this?
Yes, the Beverly Art Center. They have been, some actors from the Beverly Art Center have been working on a production of Arthur Miller's The Crucible. Kicks off this weekend. It'll run September 18th to 21st, but they were about to cancel some of the shows because of low ticket sales. So all of the folks who've been rehearsing and putting all of their heart and soul into this play kind of went and did a big push and asked the neighbors to buy tickets, and they offered some discounts for students. So yeah, if you want to go check out The Crucible, it is now going on thanks to the neighbors stepped up, bought tickets, so it will run all weekend. And if you're not a member of the Beverly Arts Center, it'll be $25 and $15 for students as part of the promotion. You can grab the tickets on our website, or the link on our website at blockclubchicago.org, or just head to the Beverly Arts Center website.
Got it. Jen Sabella, thank you. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Have a good one.
Thanks, Bob.